Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with boss Steve Bruce, and he's hopeful Newcastle fans can help create an electric atmosphere at St James's Park when the Magpies take on holders Manchester City in the quarter-finals of the FA Cup later this month. United made it through to the last eight of the competition for the first time since 2006, with a dramatic 3-2 victory over West Brom on Tuesday. Standing between the Magpies and a Wembley semi-final are Pep Guardiola's City, who have won six of the last seven domestic trophies available and secured a third straight Carabao Cup by beating Aston Villa on Sunday. For Bruce, though, the home advantage is a key weapon. He's urged the Black and White's fans to get behind their team. He told the club website, "We couldn't have asked for a tougher opponent in the competition, but it's great to get a home tie. It would be fantastic to fill St James's Park and experience the atmosphere that a big FA Cup quarter-final can bring." Moving on then, and Valentino Lazaro wants to see his team continue on the attack. The January loan signing has had a difficult start to life. He's, of course, had to play a bit part role, but now finally got his chance in midweek, and he insists that the attacking outlet and regime suited his game more. He said, "There's a lot of games you can have a little title at the end of it. You have to believe, and at the same time, we have scored a lot of goals. This is a cup game. It's a win-win, and we are through to the next round. Three goals is good for the confidence, and I hope it can help in the Premier League. I'm happy I got to play in that position. We got a lot of chances and could have scored even more goals," he said. And additional tickets have been made available. Newcastle have secured an additional 600 for next month's away game at Southampton after the initial 2,300 allocation was sold out last week. The Magpies made a long trip to the South Coast on Saturday the 7th of March with a 3 p.m. kick-off at St Mary's. Tickets are on general sale. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.